Today's shiur is Daf Samach Beis. We're going to begin with a new parak. In way of introduction to the parak, we began learning at the beginning of Masechta about carrying from homes to chatzeros. We'll describe that in a minute. Then the Masechta, we got interrupted. We learned Hilchas Erev Tchumim for the last two parakim. And now we're going to go back to learn about carrying and the various Isurim and the various Heterim. Shlomo HaMelech made a gzera that although midaraisa, to carry from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah is mutter, Shlomo HaMelech said that under certain circumstances, even carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah is aser. That means carrying, I would describe it, from a more private Rosh Hashanah to a more public Rosh Hashanah is aser. The best example, if you have an apartment building and people have their own apartment, each family has their own apartment, and then they also have the hallways and the lobby, so the apartments compared to the lobby are more private. So Shlomo HaMelech said you can't carry from that Rosh Hashanah to that, to the other Rosh Hashanah. The reason being, because there was a concern that if you're going to carry from one type of Rosh Hashanah, from a more private Rosh Hashanah to a more public Rosh Hashanah, you may come to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. However, as we know, there is a way of correcting that problem, and that is by making an Erev Chatzeres. What Erev Chatzeres does is it makes that by everybody contributing challah, bread, to this Erev Chatzeres, that means we're all really sharing, we're all together. So it isn't private Rosh Hashanah to more public Rosh Hashanah, it's all the same. It's a mitzvah to make an Erev Chatzeres. We make a bracha when we make an Erev Chatzeres. Why? Because we dafka want you to make an Erev Chatzeres, because otherwise you may come to carry from your home to the hallway to the more public Rosh Hashanah, which is aser. What our Mishnah and Gemara is going to discuss is where an Erev Chatzeres wasn't made, it can't be made, or it wasn't made. So there are really two options to be used when an Erev isn't made. One is what's called Bitl Rishus. Bitl Rishus is, the classical example of Bitl Rishus is, let's say one of the people, one of the apartment owners, didn't contribute to the Erev Chatzeres. Which the truth is, it's not an issue, because what could be done is, one person could be mezaka, could contribute bread for everybody. But let's say that didn't happen. Nobody contributed bread for everybody, and this person didn't contribute. Everybody else did contribute. He doesn't want to ruin it for everyone else, so he could be mevatel rishus. He could relinquish his rishus. By relinquishing his rishus, it's as if he's not there. We'll talk about that more later in the parak. But there's another option, and that is the option of schiris, leasing the apartment, leasing an apartment, that apartment that didn't contribute to the Erev, leasing that apartment, and now it's not that apartment owner's anymore, it's the rest of the people or one of the other people who live in the house, it becomes his apartment. Now, you could have, after we learn our Mishnah, four different types of neighbors. When I say types, I don't mean good, bad. I mean different people. You could have a Jewish neighbor. You could have a non-Jewish neighbor. You could have a Kuti. A Kuti, we know, are the nation that was brought to Yisrael, that lived there and they converted. We encounter them many times in Shas, a question if they're Geri Emes or not Geri Emes, if the conversion was true or not. And then you could have a Tzedaki. A Tzedaki are Jews that only believe in Torah Shebe Ksav, that don't believe in Torah Shebe Peh. Begins our Mishnah. Hadar Emem Akim B'chotzer. Somebody has a non-Jewish neighbor, somebody who doesn't believe in Erevin. And Rashi says, who do we mean? We mean a Kuti. So the halacha is that given that he has an apartment here and he can't make an Erev Chatzeres, he's not Jewish. The takana of Erev Chatzeres was made for Jews. That's for non-Jews. So what's going to be? Says the Mishnah, Reza Oyser Lov. His being here causes a restriction that his apartment is his private apartment. My apartment is my private apartment, and thereby we can't carry in the public areas. But we don't have an Eitzah of Eruv Chetzeres here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we're going to explain Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov more soon in the Gemara. La'olam eina ois atshe shnei Yisroelim oisim zelzeh. The fact that there's a non-Jewish neighbor is irrelevant unless there are two Jews, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying, if you have two Jews in this house, now you have a problem. What are you going to do because the non-Jew exists in the house too? If you only have one Jew having an apartment in the house, you wouldn't have a problem at all. Now, when we speak about a non-Jew having an apartment, there's a machlokes rishonim and poskim. What does it mean that he has an apartment? Some rishonim say that he has to actually own his apartment. But let's say you have a non-Jew rented an apartment from a Jewish landlord. That's not called a non-Jewish apartment. It's called a Jewish apartment because we look at the owner, and the owner is a Jew. Other rishonim say no. We don't look at the person who owns the apartment. We look at the people who are living in the apartment. If non-Jews are living in the apartment, it doesn't make a difference who owns the apartment. The Gra has a very interesting way of being machria. He's machria like this. He says, if the non-Jew doesn't own the apartment and can be removed from the apartment any time, then the halacha is that we look at the landlord. But if the non-Jew is only a tenant, but he has a lease, you can't just expel him. So even though he's only a tenant, it's considered like his apartment. So what do you do? The Mishnah didn't tell us. The Mishnah only tells us that the non-Jew has an apartment there. You have a problem. What's the Eitzah? So as we will see, the Eitzah is Schiris. You lease the apartment from the non-Jew. And by leasing the apartment from the non-Jew, it's not his apartment anymore. It's not a problem. And we'll discuss that more in the Gemara. There's an interesting shaila. Does leasing, we're saying that Schiris is Eitzah, it's actually the only Eitzah by a goy. What's going to be an halacha by Schiris by a Jew? In other words, let's say the Jew did not contribute to the Eruv. So we know that a Jew could contribute to the Eruv. We know a Jew could do Bittul Rishos. Is Schiris going to work by a Jew? The Meram Rattenberg says that Schiris will not work by a Jew. And we'll explain later why it wouldn't work. It's a mechlokes rishonim. Many other rishonim say that tzchiris does work by a Jew also. The Mishnah Berurah paskins the lechatchila Jew should not do tzchiris, but he says b'di'evit, if for whatever reason nothing else will work, you can rely on tzchiris as the Magen Avraham paskins. Interestingly, the Shail Setshuvas Chelkas Yaakov paskins that even if you hold that tzchiris doesn't work by a Jew, he says that let's say you have a house that has non-Jews in it, that was saying that the only option you have with non-Jews is tzchiris. Once the tzchiris, you're going to be doing tzchiris for a non-Jew, you could do tzchiris for a Jew also. The truth is this shaila has relevance la'loch l'maisa. Let's say somebody goes to a hotel for Shabbos, okay, and he gets a room in the hotel, but he wants to be able to carry in the lobby, he wants to be carrying in the foyers his key, whatever. Doesn't make Erev Chetzeres. He can't make Erev Chetzeres. The hotel is owned by a non-Jew. So the Ratvaz says that when you pay for your room, that is a form of schiris. You're leasing not only your room, you're also leasing, he says it about on a ship, it would be the same in a hotel, you're leasing also all the needs you need to lease, and therefore it's considered a situation of schiris, and you could therefore carry in all of the common areas. But if you would have other Jews, you would also have to make an Erev Chetzeres. You would have to make an Erev Chetzeres with the Jews, and the payment for the room from the non-Jew to the non-Jewish management will be considered schiris. Now we speak about a tzdaiki.
Why doesn't
this
just
help by a goy? We'll learn in the Gemara. Amram Gamliel. Now we're talking about tzdaiki. As we said before, tzdaiki is a Jew. They don't believe in Torah Shebiksav. They don't believe in Torah Shebalpeh. They only believe in Torah Shebiksav. Tosfos is Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos says that a kuti would have the same din as a tzdaiki. Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way. So Rav Gamliel says, we had a tzedaki living with us in the same mavli, in the same alleyway, because just like you have to make an Erev, all the people that live in one chatzar have to make an Erev to be able to carry in the chatzar, all the people, all the chatzeris that open up to mavli have to make an Erev to be able to carry in the mavli. So he had a tzedaki living with us in the same mavli, in Yerushalayim. V'amalon abba marav ha'itzios ha'kelem l'mavli atchla yoytzi v'yesra aleichem. So the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is like this. Since he was Jewish, although he wasn't religious, he was a tzedaki, tzchiris wasn't done, bittul rishus was done. What does bittul rishus do? So we explained earlier, what bittul rishus does is that the owner relinquishes his rights to his property. But if somebody relinquishes his rights to his property, that means he's saying, I'm not allowed to carry from my apartment to the common areas. I'm not an owner here anymore. If immediately he will carry, so that means he wasn't, that we saw, that will undo what he did. So what Rav Gamliel told his family to do was, immediately after he was mevatel rishus, you go and you carry into the chatzar to show that you're taking over what he relinquished. So even if afterwards he will carry, it won't make a difference. You already picked up what he gave up. That's how Rishonim explained. Now there's a few interesting shailas. When did Rav Gamliel tell his family to do it? That means, let's say Stoiki was mevatel rishus on Monday. He was mevatel rishus on Monday. So could we go now on Monday and carry out from our chatzeris and make that relinquishing real? Or do we say, well, Monday is 5 days away from Shabbos? So it's machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that it does make a difference. It could be any time. Other rishonim say only bein hashmoshes is when it's chal, and since it takes effects, then that's when you have to grab it. Now, what would happen if the tzedaki would carry out before we took a hold of the rishus? His bittul rishus becomes null and void, and we can't carry out. What's going to be the halacha if he didn't carry from his apartment to the chatzar, but he carried from the chatzar to his apartment? Would that also undo the bittul rishus, or is only carrying from his apartment going to undo it? The Beis Yosef says only when he carries from his apartment to the chatzar will it undo the bittul rishus. Other Rishonim disagree. They say even carrying from the chatzar to his apartment shows that he didn't mean what he said when he did the bittul rishus, and it would undo it. Rabbi Yehuda has a different language. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer v'loshen acher, he said there was a different situation. He said, "Maru va'asu tzurcheichem b'mamui, go quickly and do what you have to do in the mavui." Actually, yotzviyas aleichem. What was Rabbi Yehuda saying? We're going to learn the Gemara. There are a few ways of understanding the Mishnah, but the simplest way of understanding the Mishnah is the tzedaki has a right to undo his bittul rishus at any time. So he was saying it's not just enough that you should take whatever, you should go and you grab it first, because if you grab it first, he can't undo it. It's not true. He could undo it any time. So if you want to use the chatzar, you better use the chatzar before he uses the chatzar, because once he uses the chatzar, he'll undo his bittul rishus and it'll be too late. It's very interesting. Rav Avadya Yosef points out in the Tshuvas, the Mishnah treats the tzedaki very different than the Jew, than a goy. Even though normally in Shas we find that a mumer, somebody that goes against the whole Torah, is treated the same way as a goy, yet in our Mishnah they're treated very differently. Why? So one pshat, which we'll understand a little better when we learn the Gemara, is that the Gemara says that why are we so makbid by a goy? Because we don't want you to learn, and we don't want you to have association with a goy. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, this that it says in Pirkei Avos, Da Masha Toshiv, is only by a goy. There's no chiv of Da Masha Toshiv by a non-religious Jew. So he says, by a goy, since there's a concern you're going to speak to him, so you want to keep you separate. By a not-religious Jew, we're not going to get into debate anyway, so we don't have to keep you that separate. The Michas Elazar, he quotes, says just the opposite. He says, by a non-Jew, so, you know what, we want to keep you separate. By a Jew, even if he's a tzedaki, even if he's not religious, he doesn't believe in Torah Shavu Peh, we want you to have a shaykhs with him. We want you to be makarif him. We want you to bring him closer. If you're going to say that you can't live in the same house, it's impossible to live in the same house, he'll never be exposed to religious Jewish experience. So we want you to live in the same house and make him frum, and that's why we should make an Erev, or do a, make it as easy as possible for him to live together with you. Begins the Gemara. Yasa Abai bar Oven, Rav Chinen bar Oven, Yasa Abai Gabai v'yasri kamen. Bishlam Ramei Kusav. Ramei, it says, it makes no difference. And the way the Rishonim explain, although Ramei is not quoted as the Tanakam of the Mishnah, Ramei is the Tanakam of the Mishnah for one of two ways of explaining it. Either because we know Stam Mishnah Rameya, or some girsas have Rameyer being the Tan in the Mishnah. So Rameyer says it makes no difference how many Jews there are in the house. If there's a non-Jew owning an apartment, we have a problem. Why? Because the old deers are the Chamish Madira. An apartment owned by no non-Jew is also in a house. It's also an apartment, and therefore we have to reckon with it. So therefore, Loishna Chad, Loishna Trey. It makes no difference if there's one Jewish neighbor or two Jewish neighbors. We have to deal with the non-Jews' apartment. Eller, Rebeleza ben Yankov, Maikasov. We have to understand Rebeleza ben Yankov. Ikasov, Diras, Ivikachov, Mishma, Dira. If we consider his apartment an apartment, so feel Chad Naminitzer. Even if there's only one Jew, it should be a concern. If he ignores the non-Jew's presence, so what's the difference? I feel a tray. Even if you have two Jews there, nami lo nitzer, it shouldn't be a factor, because we're saying that the non-Jew is not an issue. Amul Abaya says to them, Abaya, Rameya dears akim shmadira. Is it to you so simple that Rameya does consider the non-Jew's present a real presence? Vatanya, chatzer shlav kachavim. If you have a house, that's the opposite of what we're learning. It's only non-Jews live there. Only non-Jews have an apartment in a house. No Jews allowed. Is the halacha rei kedusha behema? The halacha is you could carry from every apartment to the public areas. Why? Why isn't it considered carrying from a more private rishus hayachid to more public rishus hayachid? Obviously, because he holds diras akam lash madira. So if they're only going there, it's not a concern. So if everybody agrees, Diras Akam Lashma Dira, we're back to trying to understand our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say that if you have a guy there, you have an issue? Says the Gemara, there's a new concern. The concern here is that we may learn, if we have a non-Jew as a neighbor, you may learn from him. So Rabbi Lezban Yaakov Sover, Rabbi Lezban Yaakov holds, since non-Jews, goyim, were concerned for murder. Trade the shchichi the dairu gozba. Chad la shchichi la gozba rabban. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this: no Jew will live alone, him and a goy, in one house, because he's worried about his life. We have a klal in all of Shas: milsud la shchicha la gozba rabban. Something that's not common. Chazal don't make gzeres. So one Jew with one guy or more guy, it doesn't happen. So there's no reason for Chazal to address that situation. However, when there's more than one Jew, if there are more than one Jewish apartment, then we're not concerned, because the Jew relies on his fellow Jew to protect him. And therefore, that does happen, that many Jews, two or more, live with Goyim, and that's what Chazal addressed. That we don't want you to be in the same house. Shema Yudim Masaf. Vom Rabbonon. So therefore, Zim the Makvidairi. Ramea holds that it could happen that you could have only one Jew in a house with one guy or many guy. And the Rishonim explain, Rabbi Meir's demand the Omer and all of Shas that says Chai Shirin Lamutai, we're concerned for something that happens even infrequently. So even though this is an infrequent occurrence, he's chashish for this. So that's why Rabbanan said, "Ain erev moel b'makom akum, and erev should not work in by goy." Vein bittul rishus. Your question. Vein bittul rishus moel b'akum. We don't want bittul rishus to work by goy. At she asker, the only thing that will work is actually leasing his apartment. V'akum loymugar, and the goy won't lease, and like that will prevent you from living in the same house with a goy. Why? Because we don't want you to learn from live in the goy's house. Shem yom demasaf. Ask the Goy Yaakov an obvious question. If Chazal didn't want us to live in the same house as a Goy, they should have made exeris. Don't live in the same house as a Goy. Why do I have to say it in a roundabout way? So Goy Yaakov answers, Chazal also knew that Klal Yisrael was going to be in Golis. And in Golos, it's very hard to tell Jews not to live in the same house as a Goy. We won't have where to live. So they said, if you're going to live with a Goy, you have to remember that you're not living in the perfect environment. And we'll make it a little difficult with you. You have to rent, lease his apartment. You always should remember you're not in a perfect environment. But the Chasam Sofer asks a very interesting question. He says, the Gemara Masechta Matzia, people don't know this Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Matzia says that with Rabbonon, you're not allowed to borrow money from a Goy on interest. Why? Because you're going to borrow money from a Goy on interest, you might come to borrow money from a Jew on interest. We know Ribbis is Asur. But the Gemara says that a Talmud Chochem, or Kedei Chai, if you're doing it because you need to live, then it's Mutter. Ask the Chasam Sofer, just like a Talmud Chochem, or Kedei Chayav, is Mutter. By Ribbis, why don't we say the same heter by living with a Goy? By living in a Goy, if you're a Talmud Chochem or you have nowhere else to live, some Sofer's kasha. Some Sofer doesn't really answer it. But I saw a very nice answer. He says like this: a Talmud Chochem. Why could a Talmud Chochem, or even not Talmud Chochem, was doing Kedei Chayev? He borrows money from a Goy in interest. So Chazal said it's mutter. The Goy won't have a profound influence on him. I do a little business. Here, if we're going to say that a Talmud Chochem, or if you have no choice, you can live in the same house as a Goy without any impediments. So if you live in the same house as a Goy without any impediments, even if you're Talmud Chochem, and even if it's Kedei Chayiv that you have nowhere else to live, it's inevitable that they're going to have an influence on you. And since it's inevitable that they're going to have an influence on you, Chazal did not want to give a heter under any circumstances, just a blanket heter. And they said, you have to rent it, we want to make it difficult to always remember, you shouldn't learn from his maisa. Ask the Gemara. My time. Why won't a guy lease to you his apartment? Because he's concerned that he sees that you're coming to rent the apartment. He thinks that tomorrow you're going to tell him, get out, I rent the apartment. Ask the Gemara, according to Manda Omer, that the renting, the leasing has to be a full-fledged leasing. I understand why the guy wouldn't do it. We're going to explain what Bri and Ruah means in a second. That you don't really have to have a full-fledged leasing. The guy is not anyway not going to be worried because it's not really a real deal. Rav Chizda says you have to do a full-fledged leasing. Rav Sheshet Amas Schirus Ruah, even a week leasing is adequate. Ask the Gemara, my Ruah, my Bria. What does Ruah mean? What does Bria mean? Ilayim Bria Bepruta. Ria means that you give at least a pruta, which we know is the minimum monetary value usually in halacha. Ruah pachs mishal pruta. And a weak one means that you give even less than a pruta. Ask the Gemara, mi ik lamanda omer, is there any manda omer that holds mi akam bepachs mishal pruta loy, that if you're renting an apartment from a guy, that less than a shava pruta is, that more than a shava, that less than a shava pruta won't be enough. But shalach, we're going to learn the Gemara first like Rashi. For a shalak Rav Yitzchak by Yaakov by Guri Mishmei Rav Yochanan, have a yoidin. You should know. Shesarchem and Akam, you can rent from a guy a filipox mishal pruta. There's a big machlokes when we say shesarchem and Akam a filipox mishal pruta. Does it mean strictly regarding Hilchas Erevin, or does it mean all over? If you want to rent an apartment from a guy and you want to do a kinyan, pox mishal pruta is enough. It's machlokes to Arsameh quotes of machlokes. Furthermore, if a guy stole even less than a shava pruta, he's chayiv misa, because stealing is one of the zayin mitzvahs bnei noach. V'lim nitan liyishavan, and he doesn't have to return it. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this: Rashi says that by a guy stealing even less than a shava pruta is considered stealing. We also have a rule that we know throughout Shas of Kimlei B'drabimenei, that when somebody is faced with two einshim, Misa, getting killed, and Mammon paying, we only give him the more serious einsh. So since the guy is going to get killed for stealing, he doesn't have to return the money. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that there is no din of Kimlei B'drabimenei by a guy. Tosfos says like this: if a guy steals from another guy, even if it's less than a shava pruta, he would have to get killed for stealing, and he would have to return the money that he stole. When the Gemara here says that a guy stole, he only gets killed and he doesn't have to return, is when a guy stole from a Jew. So since he stole from a Jew, killed, he has to get killed because he stole. And any guy that's over any of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach gets killed. But he doesn't have to return the money, because by a Jew, Pax Mishar Pruta, he's not makbar on it, so he doesn't have to return it because he didn't really steal anything of significance. But what's the point that we see here? The point that we see from here is that by a guy, certainly by Hilchas Erevin, even Pax Mishar Pruta is considered a lease. So you can't say that the difference between a strong lease Schiris Bria and a weak lease of Schiris Ru'ua is whether he gave a Shapruta or not. Only Pax Mishar Pruta will always work. What is the difference? Ella Bria B'Mufharki V'Vorgani Ru'a B'Loi M'Mufharki V'Vorgani. So there's two ways of learning this. Rashi learns M'Mufharki V'Vorgani means that I could move my furniture in. If I lease an apartment from him, it's my apartment. So Schiris Bria means I should be able to move my belongings in. Schiris Ru'a is that I leased it, but without the right to bring in my property. Other Rishonim learn Mavharki V'Argani means that you have to write it down, you have to get title. It has to be a legal transaction. Ru'a, B'loi Mavharki V'Argani, means you don't have to have title. The Beis Yosef brings down both Pshatim. That the halach is you could do a Schiris Ru'a, and what is the definition of Schiris Ru'a? That you don't have to give title, you don't have to go through the whole legalities, and you don't have to be able to have the right to move your belongings in there. Now, the Chazon Ish says we could understand the Maram Rattenberg. We said at the beginning of this year that the Maram Rattenberg said that Schiris doesn't work by a Jew. So we asked why not. So now we understand. Since the Schiris we do is a Schiris Ru'ua, so by a guy we have no other option, so we do a Schiris and it's a Schiris Ru'ua. But by a Jew we have the options of either contributing to the Erev or doing bitl rishus, since the schiris is a schiris ru'ua, tells us the Maram Rattenberg, don't do it if you have a different option. So says the Gemara. Now we get to the punchline. According to Mamda, we have to have a strong lease. So I understand why the guy won't want a lease. He's not going to want to give up his right to his apartment, and therefore will stay away. He won't live in the same house. That it's enough that if you do a week schiris, so the guy doesn't bother him. So how am I preventing you from living with a guy? And my concern of Shema Yimu B'Matzav, if a schiris ru'a is enough, Ma'ikal Meimer, says the Gemara, feel hachi, even if you could do a schiris ru'a, Choshish Akim L'Kshofi V'Lemugar. The guy doesn't understand that I approach him and I tell him, I'm renting your apartment. I tell him it's nothing serious. He says, what's going on here? He thinks you're doing sorcery to him. And he's not going to want to do it. And you're not going to be able to carry out of your home. And like we explained many times, in their world, they lived in the chatzar. If you're going to be limited not to be able to carry in your chatzar in Shabbos, you'll have a problem. That's why even if it's a schiris ru'a, we accomplish our goal. Now, we speak here a moment about schiris. There's a fundamental machloikis, Rashi and the Rosh. How does schiris works? According to Rashi, if you want to do schiris, every week you have to do the schiris again. Every week you have to do schiris. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that you could do one lease and it clears for a long time. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says also. Now if you look into the Paiskim, you look into the Mishnah Berurah, there are a lot of shailas. I'm just going to summarize it very quickly in the schiris. Because let's say I lease it from the guy. Many people have a non-Jew. You live in an apartment house, it's very likely there's going to be at least one non-Jew in that house. If there's a non-Jew in the house, you have a problem. You have to do schiris. So it comes out from the way the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, explained the best type of schiris that you should do is not an open-ended schiris forever. Because if you don't have any term to the schiris, the halacha is the guy could always retract it. And you could end up with a problem. The best is to give a term to the schiris. If you give a term to the schiris, then the halacha is, since it's defined, it could be 99 years. But since it has a term, then the halacha is the guy cannot retract in the middle, and you won't have any concern. Rashi says you have to do it every week. Anyway, Rashi won't agree. We're only talking in the Rosh. If you did a schiris forever, which is not the smartest thing to do, but if you did it forever, the halacha is that the first week the guy can't retract because it had to have somewhere to be effective. But already the second week he could retract. That's the halacha on Sechiris. From here, the Tashbatz points out, we learn how important it is to see who your neighbors are. The Gemara went out of the way to make all these complications, Shema Yimam Masav, not to learn from the guy's actions. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. Chatzera Shalav Kechavim. We quoted this Gemara on top of the Amid. The yard of a guy, Harekadir Shalbehema, has the same halacha like an animal. Place So how do we explain this Gemara before? Tosfos explains it this way. All the Rishonim are really masking that if there are only goyim in the house, if there are only goyim in the house, then you could carry in and out in that house. Vim yesham Yisrael achad, but as soon as there's one Jew, oiser divra meya. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, La'olam ena oiser, at she shnei Yisraelim oiser mzalzeh. According to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, you have to have two Jewish families. It's very interesting, I should have mentioned this earlier. The Mefarshim have a shaila, what pshat shnei Yisraelim? What's going to be if you have two Jewish families, but they live in one apartment? What's Rav Lezer ben Yaakov going to say? Is Rav Lezer ben Yaakov going to say you have two Jewish families? Or is he going to say, since they all live in one apartment, it's all considered only one family? Most Paiskim say that we look at apartments. When Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov says you have to have two Jews, he means you have to have two apartments or two houses, whatever the situation is, not one apartment or one house with many families. That's all considered one. Amamar, so now the Gemara begins to analyze this price. Chatzer shalakim, harei kedish shabahema. That the guy's apartment doesn't count. Diris akim loishma dira. Ask the Gemara. We learned that the guy does restrict, so we see that his apartment makes a difference. Answers the Gemara, like Hashem, hadi isay hadi lesay. And makes a difference if the Jew is there, if the guy is there or not there. Says the Gemara, Microsoft. Let's understand it. So what are we learning now? If the guy is not there, so it's not a problem. If he is there, he's a problem. By a Jew, that's by a guy. By a Jew, even when he's not there, if you have a Jew owning an apartment and he didn't contribute or didn't take care of this issue, it'll be an issue. So ask him, Microsoft, I need to understand. The fact that he has an apartment there, just because he's not physically there, is not a factor. So I feel akam naminitzer. It should be also even if a guy owns the apartment. If we're saying the fact that he's absent doesn't make a difference. If, on the other hand, that if the owners aren't there, it isn't a concern, so even if the Jew is missing, it shouldn't. If the Jew's gone for the apartment, why does he cause a problem? Answers the Gemara, if the Balaam are absent, it's not a factor. However, as we go back to the beginning of the sugya, the halacha of Erevin was really set for Jews. Why? Because as we explained on Amun Aleph, Diris Akam Loishma Dira. So really, he's not a factor. So when a Yisrael is a factor, that's what Shlomo Melech's takana was. Yisrael d'chi'ise Aser, the whole takana of Erevin was made when a Jew is there. So even though Kileise, even though he's not there, Gazbe Rabbonin, even though he shouldn't be a problem, Chazal made a gzeira. However, Akum, a guy really should never be a problem. Why? Because as we explained, Diris Akum, Loshma Dira. The Chiyisei, when he is there, why is he Asur? It's only because of the gzeira, as we explained in Amun Aleph, Shema Yilmud Masif. Chiyisei Asur. When did Chazal make this gzeira of Shema Yilmud Masif? Only when the guy is actually there. Kilesei, but if the guy is not actually there, loy aser. We didn't ask that. So now we're explaining that if the guy is not there, it's not a problem. So the Mefarshim ask, when we say that the guy is not there, so let's understand the situation. You have a house, we'll say the easiest example that everybody would agree. You have three apartments. Two apartments are owned by a Jew, by Jews, and one apartment is owned by a guy. And the guy is not there. So we're saying that's not a problem. If the guy is missing for Shabbos, let's say we didn't make a schiris, or there was no time to make a schiris, it wouldn't be a problem. What does that mean? Does that mean that, let's say I have a key to the guy's apartment, would I be allowed to carry from the guy's apartment also? Or does it mean that I could carry from my apartment, I could carry from the other Jew that I made an Erev Chatzeris with, from his apartment, but I can't carry from the guy's apartment? I could carry from the Chatzah to my apartment, but I can't carry from his apartment. So the Mstas Emes says that that far, that just because the guy, that say that the guy's not there and make believe he's completely non-existent, we don't say. He won't be a problem that, let's say we didn't make schiris, that we should have an issue, but certainly you can't carry out of his apartment. Ask the Gemara, the Chilei Selei Aser, is it true that if the guy is not there, he doesn't restrict? If somebody left his home for Shabbos to a different city, Ramey says, even though he's not here, it's a concern. So what are you telling me, that he's not here, that's why he's not a problem? Here we see Ramey is the one that holds that even if he's not here, it's a concern. Answers the Gemara, it makes a difference what the guy's plans are. If the guy left and he has no intention of returning on Shabbos, then he's not there, and we make no gzeiros. If the guy is taka not there, but he intends to return, then he answers. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, halach Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The halach Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that the only time a guy is an issue is if at least you have two Jewish families, two Jewish-owned apartments. Rav Huna Amar Minig. Rashi explains Minig means not. Halacha, Rashi says, means that we say it publicly in a drosha. Halacha, Kabbalah, ben Yankif. Minig means, Rashi says, that we don't publicly announce it. We yet, if somebody comes to ask a shayla, we'll tell him you could act according to Kabbalah, ben Yankif. Rav Huna, Minig, Kabbalah, ben Yankif. Rav Yaichrama, Nogu'am, Kabbalah, ben Yankif. Nogu'am means like this, that we don't even pass on like Kabbalah, ben Yankif. Just if somebody acted like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, we don't tell him you did the wrong thing. We tell him it's okay that the evidence are right, but not that l'chatchila we should go in any way tell somebody tackle Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. L'chatchila you should be makpid that according to these mandamrim, that if there's one, even if there's only one Jew and one guy, you should do schiris to avoid the problems.